Walking down the street the other day, when a sight came before my eyes. It was a little hippie boy, I must have been twice his size. His appearance typified his strange breed. Gaudy clothes, long stringy hair hanging down. I'd seen perhaps 1,000 in my hurried trips to town. As he walked beside me on down the block, I noticed no unpleasing smell. He might have been on the weed or even LSD, but if he was, I couldn't tell. So we walked together that way through this neighborhood. Finally, he turned around to me and he said, "Friend, you know we're 1,000,000 miles apart. But you know something, we can enjoy the sunshine and the weather. So why don't we put our differences aside and just talk to each other? You see this box beneath my arm? To you it's plain, it has no charm. But to someone dearest to my heart, this box has played a tragic part. One can't tell you himself about his life and how he died. But if anyone else could speak for him, I guess I'm qualified. This boy was in Chicago. He didn't know why he was there. He was with his family and friends, and he didn't really care. You might have been one of those who saw the struggle there on your television screen. The tragic thing is, so much else happened that no one else could have seen. A stranger handed this boy $1 to do a simple chore, to carry a package to a nearby hotel, and when he returned, he'd get 2 more. But when he came back, he sort of lost his way, walking through the crowd. One of the things you ask yourself, how the Lord allowed. But when he was found, he was like he is now, dreaming, sweet and still. And in his little hand was a crumpled dollar bill. Now you can take that dollar, get 4 cents on it, compounded quarterly, at any downtown bank, so they can back some hot new tank or atom bomb. But what I'm gonna tell you now, you can stay or you can leave. You kind of listened to my story so far, but just one more thing. It's the same for any hippie, bum, or hillbilly out on the street. Just remember this little boy and never carry more than you can eat. Now could you help us sing this song?